Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. It's the 1st of January, and on this day in Christian history, we travel back to the year 1773. The Anglican priest and former slave trader, John Newton, was delivering his New Year's sermon in the town of Olney, Buckinghamshire, in England. As his sermon came to an end, he introduced a new hymn with the cumbersome title of 1 Chronicles, chapter 17, verses 16 to 172. This hymn has since become known as Amazing Grace. It took roots and became popular in the United States during the early 19th century, when it was used by the Baptist and Methodist preachers during a period of evangelical revival, referred to as the Second Great Awakening. According to the Dictionary of American Hymnology, Amazing Grace is John Newton's spiritual autobiography. Newton led a colourful life before experiencing a spiritual conversion during a storm at sea. He had lived on both sides of the brutal slave trade, working on slave ships, and then having been abandoned in West Africa into the hands of a slave trader's wife, he was treated terribly. After being rescued, he was appointed as tithe surveyor, a form of tax collector, in the city of Liverpool in the northwest of England, which was then the most important port in the British Empire and the gateway to the Atlantic. Processing his conversion experience, he prepared for Christian ministry, and in his spare time he studied Greek, Hebrew, and the Aramaic dialect of Syriac, reputedly what Jesus had used in daily life. He became well known as an evangelical lay minister, and in 1757 he applied to be ordained as a priest in the Church of England, but it took 7 years for him to be eventually accepted. He became curate of Olney, Buckinghamshire, where he began to write hymns with the poet William Cowper. As we've heard, Amazing Grace was written to illustrate his sermon on New Year's Day in 1773, but it is unknown if there was any music accompanying the verses. It may well have been chanted by the congregation. Since then, it has been associated with more than 20 melodies, and in 1835, the American composer William Walker set it to the tune known as New Britain. This is the version most frequently sung today, and it became newly popular during a revival of folk music during the 1960s and has become an emblematic black spiritual. Its universal message of survival, redemption, and hope has been a significant factor in its crossover appeal into the world of secular music. Amazing Grace has been recorded thousands of times during and since the 20th century, and one of John Newton's biographers estimates that it is sung up to 10 million times a year, most famously recently at the inauguration of Barack Obama by Aretha Franklin. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. If you'd like to know more about the Second Great Awakening, email the show at pogppod@gmail.com. That's pogppod@gmail.com. Or visit our website at pogp.net. And have a lovely day wherever you are.